When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. It's funny how songs from your youth get discerned years later. It's true in any genre. That innocent childhood masks a myriad of subtle messages in music. Some of the rock classics that I jammed to in the 70s with the radio cranked and me belting out the lyrics from my teeny bopper vocal cords, well, frankly, they make me blush in my 50s. I chalk it up to a blissfully sheltered life hedged in by clean living and rural responsibilities. Country music may have been a bit tamer and a little more clever in how the steamy topics were addressed, but the content? Just as scathing, with questions like, whose bed have your boots been under? It happened again when a country music artist from days of yore came to a town nearby, not long ago. Since our whole family grew up hearing his songs on the radio as we trucked to weekend horse shows or listened to them blare from announcer stands during warm-ups at youth rodeos, it was an appropriate Father's Day outing. Mo Bandy delivered about 5 decades of country classics for a trip down country music memory lane. But somewhere in the middle of the concert, it occurred to me that my memories of the music were much different. For example, I love the song Bandy the Rodeo Clown, written in honor of Mo's brother, a professional rodeo cowboy. The rhythmic ditty was a favorite of our family since at the height of its popularity, my brother was clowning youth rodeos and I was reigning as Miss Rodeo Missouri. At one particular event, my bro was on duty as clown and I was making appearances for the PRCA, and Mo Bandy brought a concert to the cowboys. Between performances, Mo and I were commissioned to the local mall for an autograph session for local fans. Mo was gracious and friendly, and he was great company. We completed our mutual public appearance and headed back to the rodeo grounds to prepare for that evening's performance. And thus ended our one-time encounter. In fact, 35 years would span the lapse between then and meeting him again. About halfway through his program of late, he introduced that clown hit, and I smiled and mentally transported back in time. I was younger, thinner, riding fast horses and having the time of my life. But as the song continued, it hit me what a sad story, so juxtaposed to my memories of rodeo life with family, friendly, fun, and wholesome activities. Poor old Bandy's recall was a broken heart, broken dreams, and empty whiskey bottles behind the chute. While the tears on his makeup melted his painted smile into a frown, I was grinning from ear to ear. Truth be told, none of that messaging registered in my youth. All I heard was what I wanted to hear, that the crowd thought Bandy was a dandy. Honestly, I still like my filters. They weed out negative, but are permeable enough to absorb the positive. So when Mo and I met for the second time in history following his more recent concert, I reminded him of our first encounter at a rodeo in 1983 in Kansas City, Kansas. Then me at 55 said to a 75-year-old Mo what we both wanted to hear. I'm sure you don't remember me, but I can't imagine why, since we haven't changed a bit. My subtle message? Youthfulness is permanent. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.